Blog Talk Radio.
This is Getting It Done, the Jazz Show. That was Killer Joe, recorded in 1969, done by none other than the great Quincy Jones, written and arranged and conducted by that great gentleman, who's still with us today. He's up in age now, but still able to function. And we're going to move on to, let's see. I think I would love to hear something by Tony Williams. Tony Williams is one of my favorite drummers, but more importantly, he does some fantastic arrangements. Last week and the week before, we were listening to drums and the various kinds of people who have contributed to the field of jazz and drummers. And here we have Tony Williams. Live in 1989, let's give a listen, part one. That was Tony Williams live in New York, 1989. 7 minutes of brilliance, 7 minutes of fantastic sound. Many of you probably have not heard of the great Tony Williams Quintet, but it was one of the finer groups that continued with the style of the jazz laid down by none other than the great Miles Davis. As a matter of fact, we're going to stick with Tony Williams for one more song, and you can tell how he plays the cymbals. He was well known for the particular kind of beating. Most musicians kept a steady beat. He not only kept a steady beat, but he was all over the place with the cymbals and his different set of drums, because he had around him setting up like about 6 or 7 different drums, different kinds, they give different sounds. And he would make sure that he hit every one of them at least once in his songs. So let's get a little more attention to Tony Brown live in 1989 in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the, as I said before, the powerful Tony Williams, who I just felt that was always on it when it came to dealing with beating those drums. I mean, you could see some of his techniques, especially when it came to the cymbals. We're going to move on to some other, so you can actually see. The style, it would be nice to hear something that Miles did, and that would give you a pretty good understanding of really what type of quartet you were just listening to. Let's see if we can pull up something from Miles.
And here comes Miles Davis.
I'm Thank you. Thank you.
Mainly because this particular album was done in Germany in 1967, and it goes on for an hour and a half. That was Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Paul Chambers on bass, Miles Davis, of course, on the trumpet, and of course, Tony Williams on drums. That was Tony Williams was playing with the Miles Davis Quintet at that particular time. And what sounds they were able to put together. Previously, Miles, I would say, would be the father of smooth jazz. Of course, this was not smooth jazz. That was born in 1959, smooth jazz, from the album called Miles Ahead. However, this album was done a little bit later in 1967, and I would say Miles bridged the gap and created another kind of jazz, which later on called acid jazz. And this is more of an acid jazz sound. And on the drums, Tony Williams was fantastic in what he did. Let's go on to Chris Porter. Somebody who I have not played on my show before. And All the Things You Are. What a fantastic sound he puts out on his stuff. Let's listen. Thank you. That was Machito and Chris Porter, All the Things You Are. Now, most of you are sitting out there in the audience listening to this saying, well, what is this man trying to do today? Because I'm not playing just straight music. I wanted you to see how creative some people have become. The kind of music that you just heard was going back to Thelonious Monk. I didn't give that credit, that acid jazz music, to Miles, because Monk was doing it long before Miles did switch over to trying to do it, and of course was successful in doing it. You know, Vicious Brew is one of the big albums that he did that actually superseded most in demonstrating how you can play in between the cracks, how you can play above the line as well as below the line, and then still come out later on at the end of the song with the melody. And that's what was done with Chris Porter. And in fact, what I think I'll do is let you hear something that Chris Porter did call Masterclass at the University or UCLA, and plus Miles. I'm sorry, Thelonious Monk. Let's just see if we can pull it up.
So this week we've had the honor of having an incredible musician who has been working with the band all week long, got to start playing with Red Rodney, and has recorded with hundreds of amazing musicians, Dave Holland, and recently Snarky Puppy, and a million people in between, and he's one of the best saxophones and jazz musicians in the world, and he's going to perform some music with the Monk Band and then talk about a variety of topics, and hopefully you guys have some questions, so please welcome Chris Potter.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Chris Porter on sax, tenor saxophone, to be more exact. There's a master class at UCLA, and the name of the institute that he was teaching at was called the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Ensemble. If you notice, the first time that he played, the drummer was, these are college students that were backing him up, believe it or not. These are college students that are actually fantastic, to be perfectly honest with you. They're all about learning and allowing jazz to continue. Jazz only continues if you continue to teach all the various rudiments. There's so many different forms of jazz today, and so you have a chance to actually put your head into just about any type that you want to. You don't have to do the classical jazz. You can go and do just about East Coast, West Coast. You can do smooth jazz. You can do acid jazz. There's about 12 different idioms of jazz forms. We're going to listen to the great George Benson, "I'll Drink to That." Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
On guitar and George Benson on guitar, both playing that. I mean, that was the kind of rhythm that was in vogue during the sermon by Jimmy Smith. That's the name of the song, was called I'll Drink to That, and that was done in 2006. I hope you've enjoyed yourself listening to us getting it done with your host, Dr. Walter Dean. I've enjoyed doing this tonight because we had a lot of different kind of music playing. So we're going to go out with George Benson. We only have a few minutes, but you'll hear the music all the way to the time we conclude. Have a nice weekend, people.